Hello!
Hey guys, it's Arden Cho.
This is Seth Gilliam.
Hey, this is Holland Roden.
My name is Kiahu Kuhuanui.
Hello, this is Ian Bowen.
Hey you guys, this is Melissa Ponzio.
I'm Lyndon Ashby.
Hey, it's Ronnie Adams.
This is Tyler Posey, and you are listening to Not Another.
Not Another.
Not Another.
This is Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast.
Yes, it is!
Oh.
Ha-ha! This is Jeff Davis, and you're listening to Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast.
Number 82 of Not Another Teen Wolf Podcast, and we are live from HowlerCon. I'm Karen, and I'm joined by Danya and Courtney.
Hi.
And so just to kick it off, how many of you guys actually listen to us?
Nice, you get free stuff. No.
Everyone else chooses.
So like five, okay, that's like... Fair.
You're going to say it out loud. Say it out loud to everyone listening. Yeah. Like, that's really sad.
Because, you know, we actually have a pretty good crowd today, so that's very cool. The episode today is just going to be really quick. We're going to do some fun things. Are we doing any gift out things? Do we have that stuff?
Probably improv some stuff.
Okay, cool.
Alright, passing it off to Danya. Yeah, so I guess we'll talk a little bit what we've been doing since Teen Wolf went off the air. So, I started another podcast while we've been off the air covering superhero stuff. So, I've been working really hard on that. I've kind of picked up a load more shows. Yeah, so it's Hero Hype.
Thanks, Karen.
It's Hero Hype. We've only got one episode out so far. We're due to record again next week, and we're covering everything to do with superheroes. So all the movies, all of the TV shows, everything that's coming up, and a little bit of comic book crossover as well. So if you're into that, I'm kind of crossing over into that a little bit as well. Courtney, what have you been up to during the hiatus?
Resting. Resting. Watching Walking Dead. That's where I kind of transitioned for the break. And yeah, just hanging out.
Resting from Teen Wolf. Just need a little bit of break sometimes. We're from Hypeable.com as well, so we do a lot of news coverage. That's where the podcast comes from. We're covering Constantine together, so if you guys haven't started that yet, you should watch it. It's really good. And doing lots of Percy Jackson-related things, too, because I cover that as well. So, yeah.
Have you guys started any new shows?
The Blacklist.
Yeah, I heard that was really good.
Really good, yeah.
Revenge. Okay. Oh, yeah, and How to Get Away with Murder and Scandal. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Flash. Season 2 of Agents
Flash.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I admittedly fell asleep about 5 minutes into the episode earlier this week.
Yeah, no. She was like, I'm pretty sure I saw most of it. I watched it up until Coulson was like, oh yeah, the carvings are coming more frequently. I was like, Danya, that was within the first 2 minutes. I was like, oh.
I totally fell asleep.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyone else picked up any new shows?
Flash.
Yeah, Flash.
That's so good.
That's a heavy
word.
Hi.
Hey. Come in and come sit down. You don't need to stay so far away.
Or is it me?
Yeah, if you want to go next.
Obviously, everyone's here for one big thing this weekend, so what are you guys most excited for? Anything?
When I was in San Diego, I promised Tyler Hoechlin a ghost, so I have
it. It's you?
Did you see the video?
No, I didn't.
I actually saw you, though, from, far, and I was like, I know her, where do I know her from? But I don't want to be creepy, so I but I definitely saw you there.
What else is anyone excited for?
Black Lives Party.
Everything.
Everything.
Costume contest, actually.
Yeah.
Nice.
We're running it.
Oh,
They'll be in very good hands.
Yes.
Do you guys have any fun photo op poses planned?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You don't have to tell, because I understand.
Yeah.
I understand the secrecy, I do. So.
Well, for JR, as I was going to do, you know the picture where Posey's holding him in his arms?
Yeah. He totally will.
Great.
Totally will.
I practiced on my dad, so I can hold him.
Rachel, if you drop JR, I'm telling you.
I'm not going to drop JR!
We're recording this, so...
Okay, my dad's like 200 pounds. I think I can carry JR.
We'll probably report back on a future episode whether he was dropped on.
Yes.
We'll let you know.
So yes, thank you. If it happens to JR, we can
totally do it. With the inside scoop.
Totally didn't break his hip bone. Yeah.
Are there any panels you guys are looking forward to over any of those?
Edies.
Yeah. We're a pretty big fan of Edie over here, so.
The parents one.
Yeah.
Well, because before JR was announced, all they needed was him, and then he was announced, and it was a complete parents panel.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
I know.
Except for Adrian Dish.
Yeah.
Minnie, just speak up for that one so we can catch it.
Except for Agent McDish.
Do you want to go?
All right, so we're going to get into the, I guess, the meaty part of the episode. We know MTV kind of did their own, like, high school yearbook superlatives for the cast. So we thought we'd do something similar, but it's anyone, not just the high school kids. So we're going to do who's the most likely to, and then we're going to go down, and then we're going to have you guys give input as well. Okay? All right. Who is the most likely to never be single?
Oh, don't look at me first. Scott.
This is such a nice guy.
Nice guys finish that.
Oh, God.
Never be single. Oh, that one's... Derek? He may not have the best taste in women, but he's always got one.
He's gotten better. He's gotten better. I'm going to say Scott as well.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you guys?
I kind of feel like once Victoria is a little bit colder, pop Arden.
Oh.
Oh, I was like, wait, no, I get the context of colder. Oh.
She was just very,
You are anybody else?
It was yesterday.
We think.
Still around.
Erica?
I feel like she would have gotten all the guys.
She would have gotten
lined up. We got a date today, date tomorrow.
Do you think she would have just dated around or like...
Dated her and then found a boyfriend and then...
Boy. Alright. Who is the most likely to never look their age?
Derek.
Well,
we don't know
his age.
Peter?
Peter's
a good one.
How old are you?
Papa Argent,
just because, like, not as old as a
Do you know what? I'm going to agree with Papa.
Yeah. I actually like Peter, so
yeah.
I'm going to stick with Peter. Okay. All right. Who is most likely to get arrested by being chained to a tree?
Styles.
All right. Moving on.
Does that not happen?
It has.
I'm pretty sure it happened.
Desk,
okay. Not tree yet.
Yeah. It's made of wood.
It used to be a tree.
All right. Who is the most likely to star on Broadway?
I'm going to say Lydia. Yeah, I feel like she's got that star power look, and I think she could do anything pretty much, so.
We all know she has the pipes for it.
Yeah. Kira. Because Arden Cho's singing voice is phenomenal.
Because you think she would, like,
what, trip over? Trip over and knock all the lights off.
I'm going to say Peter. He has a knack for
dramatic.
Like jazz hands and everything.
Peter.
Okay. All right. Who is most likely to make a ton of money out of college?
Lydia.
If they make it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe Danny.
I would say Styles, too. I feel like he could, like, sell his information on, like, the Supernatural.
Uh-huh. Get money on the DL.
He could sell his.
No.
Like,
Okay, this is very vague, so you're going to have to elaborate. Who is the most likely to shock everyone at the reunion?
The reunion.
You can take shock however you want.
Who's most likely to get shot at the reunion?
I think we're actually going to go with Styles, because I feel like now he's, you know, the crazy kid, and everybody's like, whoa, that dude needs to calm down. But later on, he's really going to come into himself.
I'm sure. I see him just being the same.
Derek Hale, because he'll be there.
I was going to say that, and I was like, no. I really don't have anything to add to that. Okay, who is the most likely... Sorry, who is the most likely to get eaten by a Wendigo?
Coach.
I would pop up a call.
No, most likely not who we want to.
Coach is immortal.
He's a werewolf. He's a werewolf.
He
doesn't
have hair. Green coach.
No, Greenberg cancer. That's the point.
Okay, who is most likely to never leave Beacon Hills?
Derek. I think Derek.
I was going to say Scott, because I think he feels a responsibility to the town now.
I think Derek does too. I think they would probably stay there together. Oh, that was the right answer for you.
They can have a buddy comedy where they're roommates.
Oh my god. Yo, he owns the building, so it's...
Okay. Like Avengers Tower.
Oh,
have all the power in there.
Marvel. I am the lone podcaster who has not watched I've watched one Marvel movie.
Oh.
Girl. Yeah, I know. Go ahead, I'll go. That's fine. That's fine. But no, at this point, I feel like I have to keep up the status, even if I don't want to, just to disappoint them.
Just so you guys know. And then, like, shake with, like, excitement every time you talk about it. Don't say
vibrating.
Yeah.
Courtney is the Hulk of the podcast. We've sorted ourselves. She's the Hulk.
I just know I'm Bruce, and I'm also Zayn from One Direction. I have no idea what it is.
So, who are you?
I'm Thor.
Wait, yes. Who did we decide I was? Yes.
Weren't you, like, were you Coulson?
Coulson!
I think that would be Coulson, because I'm, like, numb.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, who's most likely to become a talk show host?
Coach?
You would have an excellent
speech
show.
Over and over again, and nobody would listen.
Jackson.
Oh my god, I'd like to be a good, like, Jerry Springer type of talk show host person.
What do you think, Donya?
Also Lydia. Like an Oprah show, it would be like Lydia.
You get a car, and you get a car.
Okay. Who is most likely to embarrass their children on social media?
Styles.
We must say Coach. Coach is good. So cute. Stop it. She wouldn't do it on purpose. She'd be so unintentional.
Post about, like, so happy it's the weekend. Love you, honey. And then, you know, I'm thinking of you here. I hope you're having a good day. Like, the mom who, like, just comments on everything with nothing to do with it other than, like, I love you. That would be
would, like, spelling out hashtag.
Yeah. She would, like,
hashtag kisses.
Yeah.
I love you.
Nice. Okay. All right, let's see. Who is most likely to win American Idol?
Peter.
This kind of goes with the Broadway thing.
I don't care.
I would
vote for him anyway.
You just stand there. You just stand there and everyone would vote for him.
Yeah. And then he'd just come out and I would be like, yes! Do it then. Do a
little dance. So y'all agree? Yeah, you need your answers too.
I was thinking Kira again.
Kira.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
She'd have that sort of clumsy charm that everyone would, like, really like.
Yeah. Got a little Kelly Clarkson up in there. All right. Yeah, Kira's good. I like Kira. Okay. All right, this one's going to be fun. Who is most likely to become Tumblr famous?
Danny!
We were discussing this earlier, yeah. Weren't we?
Yeah, Danny's blog about Beacon Hills.
Yeah, Danny.
Danny, oh my god. And people think he's making it up.
Like, this guy is excellent.
Yeah. Like, get this guy. It would be like Night Vale, but it's real, and no one would believe
yeah.
it.
You write a book, dude.
Other than that, Derek, because someone who's just posting pictures of Derek shirtless with like pants or something.
This guy's creeping around Beacon Hills again. Stands up with his legs like, stay away from this guy.
Creepers at Beacon Hills High.
Yeah.
Peter.
It would be Parrish.
Peter to
when there's a Tumblr account devoted to the hot cocks of Beacon Hills. It's just Parrish.
With a couple of shirts.
Papa Stilinski.
Somebody posting shirtless pictures of Derek.
It would be Peter. Just to
there's gonna be a calendar.
Let's
see. Who is most likely to win? Oh no, I'm sorry. To be on Catfish.
Wait,
who's most likely to be on Catfish?
Are they Catfish?
Peter
is catfishing.
Yeah.
Oh, are we not talking about the first, like the pedophile?
Oh my god.
Oh no, that's terrible.
I could see that happening.
I'm sorry, I'm in like English accent. It's all pedophile.
No, Peter catfishing styles, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Who's writing the fic for that?
Edie! Have a fic prompt.
All right, who is most likely to win lose a winning lottery ticket?
Chris Styles.
Chris.
You think Malia? I know that's good. I think Malia. She'd be like,
what is this?
I don't even understand. It's a piece of paper.
It's like, what kind of algebra is this?
Or she would just shift into a coyote while she had something like in her pocket and just like, whatever.
I'm going to say Kira for that one.
Yeah,
like, she loses.
Yeah.
Kira's
yeah.
The first panel.
So, okay, now this one is for Natalie, who's not here. She's our resident One Direction fan.
Oh my god.
Who is the most likely to know every song by One Direction?
Styles.
Oh my god. No, not Dylan.
Ken Yukimura.
Yeah. I think Scott, actually. Scott's like pop music. There was that deleted scene where he said he listened to Lady Gaga. I feel like he'd be into One Direction.
It's true.
No. I'm just imagining those two people.
Yeah.
Like, Scott, like, puts three years in the art. He's just like,
his favorite's probably like Harry Styles.
Aww. Okay, we may have to look up some more because we got our last one and it's 22.
Look up more.
Okay, all right, this is the last one, but we're going to try to find some more. You guys can come up with some for us. Who is the most likely to live a normal, quiet life?
Danny.
Derek.
Isaac. He's like, Derek. He sees everything.
You think Derek?
I feel like Derek, if he just like settled down somewhere in the mountains, he could totally have
it. Mountain man.
Moved.
Yeah, he just had to leave Beacon Hills. That's all.
No, I'm not going to.
No, not Derek.
Okay, do you guys have any good ones for us? I know, no pressure.
Thanks.
Homework.
Like win a game of Cards Against Humanity.
Styles. All Peter.
Scott would hate the game.
The answer is Jay.
She doesn't know the references.
Oh, yeah. That's
true. From random crap.
Oh, God.
That would be scary.
Anyone else got one?
Let me see. Give me a second.
I'm just thinking of like nicest smile now. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. Well, do we want to go through the characters and just you tell us the one descriptor, like the main one that's going to go in the yearbook, not the MTV ones, but.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to start Scott, and then we'll work our way down.
Like the nicest guy award.
Yeah, like, you can bring him to your parents.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
every
straight
animal. Most
changed
person. Okay.
Okay.
He was all lame.
Most
athletic.
And now he can play lacrosse.
Now that we
live. Couldn't
bring him.
Yes.
Now we just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
that one.
Most changed?
Yeah.
I like most likely to be the one brought home to the parents.
Yeah, I like that one.
Okay, Derek Hale.
Least likely to succeed. Oh, sadly. Ow!
But not for lack of money.
Well, I mean, not because he necessarily is, but that's what he voted for.
Okay. Any more?
Stop flicking my ears!
This is going to be such an interesting recording. Yeah.
Who are these people?
So, any more for Derek?
Most likely to end up in the high school gym.
Oh my god.
Never leave.
He's
going to end up teaching. He's going to teach there.
Yeah, he's in the locker room again.
Alright, Styles.
Most likely to be banned from school property.
Most likely to get arrested by his own dad.
Too late, Aaron.
Okay, all right. All right, Allison. We're just going to go with this one, okay?
No, R.I.C.
Smile. Shut up. Yes, I see smile. I like that.
Most likely to lose a
nice. Best Argent.
Best Argent. Best
Argent.
Yeah. Most likely to succeed.
All right, Lydia.
Actually, Lydia would be
most likely to succeed. Most likely to be president.
Best
hair.
Best hair.
The field.
Most likely to rule the world.
Okay. Hold on, I'm trying to keep an order here. Isaac.
Best scarf.
Most fashionable.
Most fashionable.
I wonder what he'd call it.
Less scarf.
That's the Argent influence right there.
After being in Paris for a while.
Made in Mexico. Oh, I got an I Love Mexican bracelet.
She's so sad.
Sorry.
Okay, Kira.
Most musical. There we go.
I was
going to
say
clumsiest.
Yeah.
Most likely to trip up steps.
Okay.
But be cute while doing
steps. I've done
this.
Who hasn't done that?
I've never been
at one point. I've tripped over doors. So.
Okay, Malia.
Most likely to move to a nudist colony.
I love it. Stop to be like, where are we going?
Scariest.
Oh, goodness. Okay, all right. Boyd. I know, I have to. Don't stop.
Best person.
Yeah.
Other likely to get, like, can't stop and have their fingers together.
About Erica.
Gwen and Erica would have been best couple.
Okay, I'm gonna. Danny.
Missing?
No. Yeah, I mean, she is this teenager. Most likely to succeed or get arrested for hacking the US government.
But didn't he already have that happen already?
But he just has to come.
He's on his record.
Yeah. They dropped the charges. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Jackson.
London.
Biggest dude.
Most popular. Most popular.
It's not.
In his own head.
Right. Best abs. This wasn't written by Jackson.
Just a little spotted minute. Okay, who, help me think.
That would be like his own quote. Like,
yeah.
Your quotes now.
Senior quotes.
Who am I missing? Of the students.
Like, I should have won that.
Liam and Mason.
Liam.
Liam. We don't even know anything about him yet.
Well, let's go with what we know.
Most puppy-ish.
He's like a human puppy.
Yeah. Scott McCall's fifth limb.
Oh my god.
So cute. Okay, Mason.
Best friend.
He's literally the best friend.
Sounds we really take the one
in. He's so pissed.
What is this bullshit?
Stiles would probably just print pictures of himself with like super glue and just sticking it on top.
Or
like,
put them in the bonfire and be like, what gearbox?
It was a Canadian rant.
Hey, do we want to go to the adults and guess what they were?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Just imagining the sheriff's like photo in the 70s. Oh,
Jesus. All right. Well, then, sheriff.
Yeah. Most likely to go bald. I just had canon that he had like a mullet, and now it's just coming off.
Gabe probably had the best hair.
Best hair.
Had the best hair. Like a fro or a mullet.
I can see it. Okay, Melissa McCall.
Most likely to succeed.
Most likely to marry her high school sweetheart.
Probably.
Sorry.
Married, then divorced. Chris Argent.
Best booty.
Peter Hale.
Biggest douchebag.
Deepest V-neck.
He was captain.
Most athletic. Most athletic or most popular?
Yeah, so basically the Jackson.
Essentially.
That Peter is Jackson, like 10 yeah. years. Oh, no. Watch out, London.
Claudia? See, I think best mom. And yeah.
He was probably a straight A student, and then all of a kid was always bullied. I can see that. I feel like he was the kid who was always bullied. I can see that. He turned into a bully. He's coach's high school bully.
Maybe the guy that bullied him had the surname Greenberg.
Maybe.
He was like, you're
we're creating backstory.
Dad with an ass. Let's just keep going.
But Greenberg.
Yeah, we forgot Greenberg.
We just call up Jeff Davis.
Like, yeah, be like, hey, so we have some ideas.
Give him some.
Write him down.
We got together and.
What's that last name?
We'll tell him to listen.
Victoria.
Scariest.
Most likely to end up in jail for murder.
Yeah. No, she wouldn't end up in jail. No one would.
Yeah, no, she's about to say.
Most likely to get away with murder.
Yes. Can we just take the poster from How to Get Away with Murder and just like.
She would love that.
Oh my god, she would.
Can we do that?
She would love that.
I feel like she wouldn't even win that because she would like convince everyone like I better be the nicest. So they're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Most popular, of course.
Just walking around, glaring at everyone. What about Papa McCall?
He doesn't get a super.
Most likely to be a government suit.
They left him blank.
Yeah, he probably just didn't
well,
get
not, not everyone gets
really
a superlative, right?
This guy.
This guy.
Who are you again?
Just EH.
What's your name?
He's always like not in school. Like, where is he?
Not present when picture.
Jennifer.
Jennifer
actually likes feel like Jennifer and like the Deaton siblings didn't go to school. They just grew.
Nothing.
You can't get anything out of them.
Okay. Unless it's in riddles or really cryptic.
The baby's traveling.
He's like Aesop's fables in school.
Oh my god.
He's the guy hiding behind the book of like Plato's allegory.
He would be least useful. He still is.
Yeah. He definitely lived up to that one.
Most likely to survive a zombie apocalypse.
That would be Brayden.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, Brayden. All right. Well, do we have any extras for Brayden?
What about Kate and Gerard?
We're coming. There's so many. I'm trying. Okay. So Brayden, any more?
Any more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Kate Argent.
Kate.
Oh, Kate.
I was going to say, most likely
to have that. In high school, she probably just had, like, hottest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
right
down the school.
Like, least unsuspecting. Like,
yeah.
Ooh, they got that off. Yeah.
To what?
Oh, I said most likely to wear one.
Gerard.
Creepy. I can't, like... He's just creepy.
Creepiest smile.
Yeah, creepiest smile.
There you go.
I feel like Gerard was very charming.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
I think
he and Peter have a lot in common.
Most likely to go to politics.
Most likely to become a politician.
Most likely to become a sociopath.
Really, those two things go hand in hand.
Yeah. Who am I missing? Who else? Parrish.
Parrish.
Nice and tall.
Captain America.
Marvel.
Brian.
She went to school in like.
Yeah. I don't think they have Superman in
high school like 50,000.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to list every single superlative.
Have that in Japan.
I would say like, yeah.
Wise beyond her years.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Who would be the prom kings and queens out of like the groups? So out of the teenagers and out of the adults.
Kristen Victoria.
Yeah.
He's most charming and she's terrifying. So like,
Okay. What about the teenagers?
I think
Lydia would. Yeah, Scott. Right, Lydia.
Scott and Lydia for prom king and queen. I am so there for that.
I mean, not necessarily as a pairing thing.
Greenberg.
Greenberg.
No, but Greenberg would be voted for Green. Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, we forgot. Ethan and Aiden.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, Ethan first. They hate math.
I
can see that actually.
They don't have a last name. It would end up being like the Madonna of their years.
Most likely to not use their last name and go by.
Most likely to form Voltron.
Okay. Deucalion.
Oh.
Most likely to bump into things.
He had his eyesight at that point.
It wasn't always like that.
Most graceful before, most diplomatic, he was a really nice guy.
Okay, Kali.
I'm just going to go through everybody.
Most hot Holly.
Most acrobatic.
Yeah.
Most intimidating.
Best nails.
Yeah, best nails.
Best nails.
Okay. Hit me on here.
She's
the
most
athletic.
Tennis.
Most athletic.
Yeah.
Most probably like a job.
Most terrifying. Like, he's really tall and
please don't hurt me.
Big.
Most likely to become a bad guy on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So really great.
Marvel. Okay. Talia.
Mama Martin.
Most popular.
Most hard working.
Kali was probably on every student like organization. Uh-huh. She was on everything.
Most active, probably like.
But not obnoxious like Leah Michelle.
No, right? No, she was like an.
Well,
good
not
like
Leah
she
Michelle.
The black student
Rachel Berry.
Rachel Berry. I'm sorry. Okay. Hold on, I had one in my head just now.
Laura Hale.
She was Michelle Bridges. We don't know anything about her, though.
Yeah,
we don't.
No.
Derek's older sister.
All right, well,
she was an alpha once.
She was an alpha once.
Most likely to take over her family fortune.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, what about Cora?
Cora.
I feel like she would get most athletic, too, though. I feel like she's really athletic.
Yeah, but she I like that.
Yeah. She technically didn't go to high school, though. She was, like, in South America and then popped out when she was 16 and then disappeared again.
We're just going on.
Most likely to be a South American drug lord.
Most likely not to make it to graduation.
Oh, that's half of Beacon Hills!
Not because of that. Just, like, she wouldn't make it. Like, she would just not be there. Most of all travel to Cora Gal. Yes.
I'm running out of names.
Yeah, I think we can wrap up if you want.
Yeah.
6:40, so.
Okay. All right. So thanks, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, really.
No.
Do we
want to
do
any more
things?
How do we want to do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have no plan in place. I could just give out buttons, but I don't know how much I have.
Okay.
I could just give everybody buttons.
So them into the crowd and fight for them.
Oh, that's actually, I'm just going to dump them out in the middle, and then you guys go. But they may kick me out for encouraging violence, so.
I'm
ready.
Yeah,
we'll
talk. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in.
That's it, pretty much.
I had some of these as well.
Did I come in right when it ended?
Yeah.
Nice
timing.
I cried.
Good
Yay.
Job.
That's always great. What a fucking fail.
We have to air this.
Shirt on, walk out the door, drag my feet along the floor, then I see you.